Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inaugurates 3.2 gigawatt electricity project. Indonesia officially launched International Carbon Trading Initiative. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the first news, where Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated 37 electricity projects at Jati Gede Hydroelectric Power Plant in Sumedang Regency, West Java on Monday. The projects are spread over 18 provinces with a total power generation capacity of 3.2 gigawatts. Prabowo said the projects were possibly the largest energy projects inauguration in the world.
Pada hari ini saya mendapat kehormatan besar.
Today I have a great honor and I'm very proud to be present in Jati Gede to inaugurate a group of big projects in 18 provinces, if I am not mistaken, in 26 projects that produce 3.2 gigawatts of energy, as well as 11 follow-up projects for the construction of substation and grids.
Di 18 provinsi, kalau tidak salah di 26 proyek yang menghasilkan 3,2 gigawatt energi, juga dengan rangkaian 11 proyek lanjutan pembangunan gardu-gardu dan jaringan.
Prabowo added that the project is critical for the Indonesian nation, given how important the energy needed to carry out the nation's transformation. He said that Indonesia needs industries to become an advanced and modern nation, improve people's welfare, and eliminate poverty, supported by sufficient energy. Prabowo also claimed that Indonesia is one of the most advanced countries in energy transformation. Indonesia officially joined the Global Carbon Trade Network by unveiling its first international carbon trade transactions at the Indonesian Stock Exchange BEI in Jakarta on Monday. As reported by Antara News Agency, Indonesian Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal Nurofik noted that this initiative aims to achieve Indonesia's climate targets.
The implementation of international carbon trading is a reflection of Indonesia's commitment following COP29. Proving that Article 6 can be operationalized. This movement also strengthens efforts to encourage and accelerate the second nationally determined contribution, NDC, which will be submitted in mid-February 2025.
Speaking during the launch event, he emphasized that Indonesia's international carbon trading will be implemented by conforming to the 2021 presidential regulation. Nurofik further remarked that the Indonesian government had optimized various instruments, including the National Registry System, to support the country's participation in international carbon trading. He said that Indonesia's international carbon trading would involve potential strategic energy projects in several places. Besides that, Nurofik said the government has been collecting funds for climate initiative through performance-based grant deals established with various parties. At the ASEAN Foreign Ministers Retreat in Langkawi, Malaysia on Sunday, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono expressed the country's support for the ASEAN Community Vision 2045. The vision is aimed to make ASEAN a resilient, dynamic, and robust region in the next 20 years. In a statement by the ministry on Sunday evening, Sugiono emphasized the need to strengthen ASEAN's institutional capacity to achieve this ambitious vision. He also called for more comprehensive cooperation to address increasingly interconnected global challenges. Sugiono further stressed the importance of ASEAN unity and a proactive role in maintaining the region's stability and prosperity amid rivalry between major powers. Additionally, Sugiono advocated for strengthening ASEAN's mechanism and institution, including the ASEAN Regional Forum and the East Asia Forum. He also underlined the ASEAN necessity to intensify its support for Myanmar to resolve its ongoing crisis and fully implemented the 5 points consensus. Indonesian Ministry of Trade noted that the trade volume between Indonesia and South Korea from January to November 2024 reached $18.3 million, making South Korea one of Indonesia's most important economic partners in East Asia. In the Indonesia-South Korea Business Forum and Business Matching held by the ASEAN Korea Center, AKC, and the Korean Importers Association, KOIMA, on Monday, the ministry hoped that the activity could support the expansion of export markets, including for small businesses, as well as increased cooperation in the manufacturing sector, digital economy, and renewable energy. The Indonesian government claimed that the National Strategic Project status granted to the Pantai Indah Kapuk 2 or PIK 2 residentials area in Tangerang, Banten, applies only the tropical coastland ecotourism project and is not linked with the recently known 30-kilometer sea fence in nearby waters. In a statement on Sunday, Indonesia's coordinating minister for economic affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, highlighted plans to develop an ecotourism destination using funds from sources other than the state budget to boost tourism and creative economy sector. The project planned to cover over 1,700 hectares of land valued at about 65 trillion rupiah, or nearly $4 billion, is expected to create over 13,000 jobs as a collateral effect. The Indonesian National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, reported that 644 residents from West Halmahera Regency, North Maluku, were evacuated to mitigate the effect of the ongoing eruption of Mount Ibu. The mountain is currently classified at level 4 or alert, as reported by Antara, following a significant uptick in volcanic activity. In a statement on Monday, the head of the Disaster Data Information and Communication Center at the agency, Abdul Muhari, said the number of evacuees will increase following the ongoing evacuation of residents from 6 villages in Tabaru District, West Halmahera. The Indonesian government will issue a circular letter this week regulating school holidays during the Islamic fasting months of Ramadan in March this year. Indonesia's coordinating minister for human development and culture, Pratikno, confirmed this in a statement at his ministry's office in Jakarta on Monday. According to Pratikno, the letter was signed jointly by the country's minister of primary and secondary education, Abdul Mukti, minister of religious affairs, Nasaruddin Umar, and minister of home affairs, Tito Karnavian. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Voice of Indonesia. Here is today's commentary on ASEAN Community Vision 2045 and Contribution to Global Resilience. I'm Dalat Pani. The foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN members on Sunday gathered in Langkawi, Malaysia for the ASEAN Foreign Affairs Minister Retreat Meeting. This meeting discussed strengthening ASEAN under Malaysia's chairmanship through the pillars of political security, economy, and social culture. They also discussed ASEAN's strategic directions, including steps to strengthen the ASEAN community and external relations. In the meeting, Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono emphasized Indonesia's commitment to supporting the ASEAN Community Vision 2045. According to him, the vision has an important meaning in realizing ASEAN as a resilient and dynamic region in the next 20 years. The ASEAN Community Vision 2045 highlighted a number of challenges of concern from climate change, digitalization, to sustainability. This vision was expected to also be able to answer the challenges of carbon emissions, gender equality, and digital transformation. The year 2023 has been declared as the warmest or even the hottest year on record. This highlights the importance of accelerating the decline in global temperatures. Therefore, commitments to reduce carbon emissions and combat global warming must be translated into swift and concrete actions. On the other hand, ASEAN recognizes the transformative power of digital technology in shaping a stronger future. The fourth industrial revolution and digital transformation can provide solutions to social, economic, and environmental challenges. The combination of carbon trading and digitalization has the potential to accelerate the transition to a low-carbon economy, encourage sustainable practices, and contribute to global efforts to combat climate change. Overall, carbon trading can be a valuable tool in global efforts to address climate change and contribute to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals by promoting environmentally responsible prices and supporting sustainable projects around the world. Meanwhile, there is a lot of confidence in the world community towards ASEAN's efforts in promoting gender equality and women's empowerment. ASEAN supports a paradigm shift towards women with equal rights and an ability to participate in change within the community. As ASEAN elaborates its vision for the next two decades, the challenges ahead are enormous. However, the opportunities to intensify regional and international cooperation towards a resilient and dynamic community are no less vast. The ASEAN Community Vision 2045 is expected to be one of the reliable solutions to address the challenges, not only for Indonesia and the region, but also for people around the world. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.